This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. And like I said, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, as usual. Website is a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. I'll tell you, it's the salient place to be. Okay, that's our word for today, I guess. That's it for me. Closed out the vocabulary list. Anyway, so we got, like I said, a lot of things going on. Elijah Cummings is not appreciating the heat, if you know what I mean, from Donald J. Trump. By the way, I woke up this morning, and guess who was the president? Donald J. Trump was still the president of the United States. Don't you hate it when that happens? God, it's just awful, isn't it? Man, I'm going to go cry. He's still the president. No, actually, I'm not. I'm celebrating every moment, of course. It is absolutely wonderful to see what's happening. We're turning it around. It's turning around. And a lot of people don't like what's really going on, you know, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Anyway, so we've got that sort of thing going on. The feud, the Gilray shooter, by the way, we're starting to look into some of his radical Islamic ties. But you know, the general media is spouting that he's a white supremacist, which is kind of an interesting position for somebody who is apparently I guess he's got some sort of Iranian ties to him genetically. And I guess even to the Hispanic world. So that's an interesting blend. So we're not going to openly speculate, but we're going to openly speculate that there's an issue there that could be part of, the Islamic groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe not so much the white supremacy. Now, listen, I want you to know something. In the world of terrorism, especially domestic terrorism, there is no difference between radical Islamic terrorists, neo-Nazis, Antifa, they're all one of the same. And basically, they'll follow all the same ideologies. Now, you've also got, like, radicalized black groups as well, and Asian groups. Now, you don't hear too much about them. You always hear about, and this is the report from the quote of the FBI. Like, you can trust the FBI in some of these reports, right? It's always white nationalist groups. No, it's not. And beside, listen, it's the same thing. They're the same group, the same ideologues, the same, they come from the same playbook. Now, this has been known for a long time in the terrorist circles that you just throw a whole bunch of names and groups out there and you confuse the opposition. You see, you get the people that you want to destroy thinking, oh, they're coming at us from multiple fronts. Don't you get it? And, of course, you got racial fronts to boot. And, by the way, isn't Donald J. Trump, our president, he's just the biggest racist on the planet, isn't he? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Just because he points out that there's a rat-infested city. I'm bouncing all over the place. But you see what I'm saying, that these white nationalist groups that they're out there, and I really think this is very misleading because terrorism is terrorism. And it comes in just as any, it comes in any nationality, any race, any ethnic group, you find terrorism. So that's why I say, you know, if you start to take a look at maybe some of the connected dots with ISIS, okay, with the cartels, they all are running in the same herd, if you know what I mean, as neo-Nazis. Now, neo-Nazis are Nazis. They're not neo, they're phony. No, they're the new Nazis, I guess you would say, nuevo Nazis. But they're socialist. Get it? A national socialist. Hitler, if you take a look at the primetime socialist on the planet, it's Adolf Hitler. If you take a look at the communists, you take a look at Lenin and Stalin. Right, and you go back to Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. They just created the document, right, in 1848. Not too much happened after that, except that, you know, it was a counter to the American Declaration of Independence. We all pretty much are starting to work through that one and seeing how the history has sort of folded in on that. But then, you know, you get the manifestations from that document into communism, and you get Stalin, you get Lenin, you know, all the way to... Castro and all the offshoots of Mao. Okay, that ideology sprung forth, totalitarian design. Now, on top of that, at the same time, you had the coming out of the National Socialists and the Fascists. And that, of course, was Mussolini the Fascist, and the National Socialist was Adolf Hitler. So you can actually go through these totalitarian sets, if you will, and they've all got a kingpin leader. So the neo-Nazis are Nazis, right? Oh, I'm sorry. We forgot about the Muslim Brotherhood, didn't we? Shocking. And Al-Qaeda and all those folks. Well, of course, they follow the ideology of radical Islam. And again, we're not saying that all members of the Islamic faith are terrorists. But almost all the terrorism around the world is done by Islamic terrorists. Now, go figure. But they all spring from the same bed. It was the great National Socialist leader, Adolf Hitler, who worked with a guy by the name of Al-Banna in 1928 in Cairo, at Cairo University, by the way, to create the so-called Muslim Brotherhood. They worked together, Hitler and Al-Banna, to create the Muslim Brotherhood. It's the same Muslim Brotherhood that's running around the United States today. Not being labeled a terrorist organization when, in fact, it is. All around the world, all these other countries label the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. They are all bred from the same person or people. Communist. Put this in your pipe and smoke it. Mao Zedong. Xi Jinping. Pol Pot. Stalin. Lenin. I mean, just to name a few. National Socialist. Adolf Hitler. So when Trump talks about a socialist, guess what? That's the ideologue that he's talking about. I hate it when this... Don't you hate it when this happens? And of course, the Nazis, the so-called, quote, neo-Nazis, they're all in the same boat. And again, if you've got radical Islam, if you've got ISIS and Al-Qaeda, you've got the Muslim Brotherhood. And you've got usually the Sunni side of the terrorist fold. But then you also have some of the knockoffs from the Shia side. Now, the Shia side, there's two folds, if you will, of the Islamic faith, Shia and Sunni. In the Shia, look at Iran, terrorist organization all the way through. Except the citizens of Iran, the Iranian citizens, are beautiful people. And they don't want this violence. They don't want it. So there's the great revolution that's going on there in Iran. By the way, many people think that it's going to turn to the good side, get rid of the totalitarian dictators that are adhering to a radicalized Shia religion, radical terrorists. Now, this is where it comes in with this shooter. In Gilroy, we're starting to look at him as an Iranian terrorist. But the media is instantly, for whatever reason, claiming that he's a white supremacist with white supremacy ties. Well, it seems like he may be. My point is, it's all one and the same. And don't be fooled by it. Don't be fooled by the whiteness of it all or the blackness of it all, because these are colorblind ideologies. Just like our president is pretty colorblind about what's going on in Baltimore. Gee, what is going on in Baltimore? Shocking! Rats! And lots of rats. And Elijah Cummings? Well, let's talk about the size and length of his tail. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
On the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com, and check out the DEF system. You want to protect yourself. Oh, you want to protect your calls. You want to protect your privacy. You want to protect your emails. The only way to do it effectively, is through the DEF system. Ah, CNN boss for Kamala. Detroit debates could get ugly. Knives are out for Biden. Oh, God, okay. That's tonight, you know, the great second round of debates, and it's going to be a Kamala show. And, of course, everybody's pushing for Kamala. That's Ron, the Democrat. Remember, she's the San Francisco treat. So she's a Nancy Pelosi person. Get it? She's a Willie Brown person. She's a Jerry Brown person. She's a Gavin Newsom person. They're all funded, and they're all in the same cabal together in San Francisco. San Francisco. So it doesn't surprise me that you have CNN pushing for it. Cause, and again, this goes back to Donald Trump going after Baltimore, Maryland. You got to remember, they're finally picking it up. It's cracking me up. Now, you guys know, because we have been informing you for a long, and it goes back to the Orville Dam, believe it or not. The connect the dot there. About the contracts by Pelosi's father and Edmund G. Brown for the Orville Dam. Shocking. Shocking. That's the 1950s. Anyway, guess who was the mayor? The mayor of Baltimore was Nancy Pelosi's dad. Shocking. D'Alessandro. Shocking. And he's going after, why not? He's going after Baltimore. Elijah Cummings. And he's being called a racist. There's another shock. He's white, and he's talking about Elijah Cummings, who's black. Right. Well, you know, it kind of goes this way, just like I was talking about with terrorism and things like that, and the terrorists and this whole, you know, cabal of he's a white terrorist over this, and the guy's not even, you know, he's completely different. This is what's really cracking me up about that. I can't let this one go. Back in the day, in the Obama era, they wouldn't let out a name of a terrorist. You probably remember this. It would be hours. It might be days before you really got any kind of details. But now with this new administration, it seems like people are more apt to put these things out about the people. And so we're finding out quicker about these folks. But right away, the media, the mainstream, they were jumping on the fact, this guy's white. Oh, God. Well, you know, listen. See, you get into that sort of thing. If you really want to parse it out, he's not a white guy. If you want to do it that way, he's a mix. You mean when people come to America, they sometimes reproduce and they're of mixtures of races and ethnic groups. I don't know what drives that sort of behavior. Do you? Do you understand what I mean? You really want to know what that means, don't you? That means people from different races and creeds and cultures come together and they sometimes like each other. You know what happens when people start liking each other. You know, a man and a woman. Shocking. You might get, you might get a byproduct. And that byproduct might be a mixture of the two. Well, I'm shocked that genes work such a way. Those XY chromosomes, knock it off. Could be a boy, could be a girl. If it's a girl, it's an XX. If it's a boy, it's XY. But then you got the mix, both parents contributing to that. Did I say both parents? Yeah, and both parents are probably from different racial. This is what happens in a country such as the United States of America, where all people are welcome of all races. Even the ones that are legal foreign nationals that are flooding across, right? We get mixtures of people. So where's the race card there? See, that's just it. Do we have now a mixed card? We have the mixed card, the mixture card. There's no white. There's no black. It's a mixture card. You know, what about my family? I mean, I look at my family. We're mixed ethnic and racial groups. Shocking. Well, we're Americans. And we take pride in the fact that we're Americans. That's why I say the single biggest problem is we're Americans to these people who want to destroy us, the socialist elites. So, but anyway, getting back to the whole racial thing that's out there for, you know, Donald Trump and all that. The people of what I'm hearing in terms of these news reports that are coming in is that the people of Baltimore have just about had it. And the timing couldn't be probably more perfect for Donald Trump to nail the people, the leadership of Baltimore, Maryland. And he's calling them out. He's calling them out. Now, listen, I got news for you. I got news for you, which I think is really pretty interesting. The news is that, well, and we talked about this yesterday. It's not only Baltimore that's got rats. And they've got no, don't go there. I will. They've got Democratic leadership. Now, I'm not saying that Democrats are rats. I'm saying that Democrats have rats in their cities, in their Democratic cities, democratically run cities. I need to clean that up a little bit, right? We're not calling them rats with long tails, but you get the drift. How come it is that way? And yesterday we were talking about that. We put up on our on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see it yourself. The story about rats and rat infestations. The five top cities in the United States that have rats. Let's répéter, s'il vous plaît. Let's take a review of this real quick. The five most infested cities with rats. Here we go. I'm going to run down them. I'll give you 10, but the top five first. I don't like these ones where they give you the number one at the very beginning. Why read the rest of them? This is as it goes. So it goes. Automatic. Okay, this was done by automatictrap.com. It's a company, obviously. For sales information. No, like that. They don't sponsor us. I'm going to go up. This is the top 10. And they don't write a lot of things about the top 10. They just give you the print about the top 5. Here you go. Denver, Colorado, Baltimore, Maryland, Cleveland, Ohio, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Detroit, Michigan. That's the bottom 5. So Baltimore sits at number 9 for the most rat infested. But shocking. Shocking. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, the Pelosi name is all over this. First of all, you got Baltimore, which is where Nancy Pelosi's dad was mayor. Now, Nancy goes west, of course. Go west, young lady. You know, she's singing California here. Back in the day, Route 66, doing all that. That's Nancy Pelosi's era. She's older than me. And then she's old, man. She's older than me, a lot older. She's a lot older than me. And I went down Highway 66 as a kid, but a newborn, actually. So number 5. Connect this dot, ladies and gentlemen. San Francisco, California. Residents are seeing more and more rats in their neighborhoods. And exterminators aren't able to keep up. Now, that is a problem, ladies. The demand is so great, many exterminators have a waiting list. Both roof rats and brown rats inhabit the city. Roof rats climb. Okay, I don't want to get into that. Number 4 is Washington, D.C. Then number 3, de Blasio's home turf, New York, New York. Number 2 is Los Angeles. Number 1 is Chicago. Now, Chicago has the highest. It's the murder capital of the United States, too. 9 killed last weekend. Oh, but who's counting? Only 9. So, Los Angeles. Now, my bigger point, we'll come back to this. Do you think that Donald J. Trump, since California has 2 of the cities in the top 5, he might want to focus in on those 2? Oh, by the way, they're democratically run. Of course, Nancy Pelosi. Her city by the bay. We'll be back. Tails in hand.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, we're talking rats. Plenty of rats. That's a fact, Jack. Plenty of rats for you. Five most infested rats cities. The rats cities. We'll call them the rats. The five. The top five. We'll call them the rats. Okay, so we've got that. Now, here's my concern, and here's my statement about this and that, is that you've got rats everywhere. And you've got rats in Los Angeles, the top five. These cities make the top five. Los Angeles and San Francisco. Now, the velocity, the veracity, the vehemence with which this president... By the way, let's go to a Trump tweet here for a second. Let's take a little, a little twist of fate here. We're going to go to the Trump tweet. And the Trump tweets, let's see if we've got, I violated Twitter rules. Oh my gosh, what have I done? No, I'm in Twitter jail, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder why. It says Twitter, you have violated the Twitter rules. So you'll need to wait some time. You got time out. Go to your bedroom. Well, you know, I mean, I forgot. I must have stepped out of the free speech area, right? I must have stepped out. No, I'm going to go to the Twitter rules. By the way, the fine print. Twitter's purpose is to serve the public conversation. Violence, harassment, and other similar behaviors discourage people from expressing themselves and ultimately diminish the value of global public conversation. Violence. You may not threaten violence against an individual. Really? We've done that? Terrorism, violent extremism. You may not threaten or promote terror. Okay, really? That's interesting for Twitter. That's really interesting. So I guess I'm suspended from Twitter. Oh, no. Shocking. Shocking. I'm so shocked by that. I'm so, you know, the thing is, people, I think people, if you, now, the way I look at it, is if you get in Twitter jail, it's a sign of honor, right? That's all I can say. Why people are saying, no tweeting for me. So anyway, no tweeting for me. I'm in Twitter jail. It must be my affiliation with New California State. There you go. It must be that. Of course, you just, time out for you. Time out. Time out. Okay, time out. We got a time out going on. So, yeah, they just, it's amazing. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I apologize to my listeners for the violence by which we're saying all these beautiful words here. So, you know, I guess we can't talk about those terrorists, can we? 11 hours I get out of Twitter jail. So I can serve that sentence. I don't need Twitter. Do you? No. I like the Trump tweets, though, but I can't even gain access to Trump tweets. Well, I mean, I have my other ways, by the way. So I'm not too worried. Oh, gosh, this guy, they just won't let it alone. I'm being harassed now by Twitter. That's why I look at it. So, obviously, people are complaining, just at least to Twitter. I'm not freaked out by it. I think it's hysterical. It goes along with my cup of Agenda 21 Radio coffee, by the way. It's just quite healthy at this point in time. So we got these my point, getting back to the whole Trump thing and the whole Trump thing going on for what we're seeing with the situation in Baltimore, is it, if he can take on Baltimore like this, and they're just pounding him, they're pounding Baltimore, and the people in Baltimore are rising up. What do you think is going to happen in California? Uh-oh. California, where the bitterness and resentment and the anger in so many Californians is so self-evident. You know, the thing that where these totalitarians in California, the communist-led party here in California by Gavin Newsom and friends, what they don't understand is that, and we see it here, we see it in the studio, we get these calls and this information. We see a real trend. It's not just the conservative Republicans that we've talked about for so long. It's also those Democrats. We get Democrats calling here all the time, mad and angry at what's going on with the Democrats. And I said, well, they're not Democrats. They're communists. They're socialists. I mean, you know, there's a difference between a Democrat and a real, back in the day, if you want to talk about a John Kennedy Democrat. Right. I mean, those are the kind of Democrats I grew up with, and everybody else did, too, until they became socialist into communist, which that transition started during the 1990s. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi's always been, you know, on the socialist-communist side, always. But, you know, she made her big starring debut in 1992 when she introduced Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21, in October of 1992. She did that. House Res Con 353. When she introduced it, she is the flower child, if you will, of the United Nations in representing Agenda 21 issues in United States. That's her. That's Nancy Pelosi. I mean, don't you find it interesting that she's now the forefront of being confronted here by Ocasio-Cortez? I think that's all for show, quite frankly. Just to kind of rev everybody up for the base, like, this is the new coming, the communist takeover here by Ocasio-Cortez, you know. The religionist communist takeover. That's what they're trying to get to, you know. So anyway, I think that Nancy Pelosi and the people in San Francisco and also Los Angeles, and then by extension into Sacramento, where Gavin Newsom is reigning supreme now. I think, just think of the fallout in California, because you're going to have people going crazy here, not just on the Republican conservative side, which we see all the time through New California, but now the Democrats are rising up against the Democrats here in California. And it's going to be interesting, because as soon as Donald Trump really, I think, focuses in on the problems in California and starts to tell the truth like he's doing right now, in Baltimore, Katie, bar the door. It's supposed to be a big announcement this week, and there will be. We're not at liberty to tell you what the big announcement is. I'm sure that other people have probably made similar statements that have gone along with that. I'm just a messenger, you know. That's all I am. I'm just a messenger. I'm not trying to stir things up. But this is going to be kind of an interesting set of circumstances. Now, we're not even done with the Mueller thing. Think about this. The Mueller thing is really just kind of stepping up. Now, here's my point. This is all going to point at California at some point in time. All this stuff. I think we're just seeing the warm-up phase right now. I think Trump and other folks, President Trump, who, by the way, once again, he's still our president right now, this moment, and I look forward to waking up tomorrow, and he's still going to be our president. Don't you? But I'm saying he's got his sights set on something here, and he knows that he needs to pick off the low-hanging fruit in Baltimore's low-hanging fruit, if you know what I mean. I'm talking in coded words now. All you Q folks, you get it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, no Twitter for me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from sleeping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Horror. At least 57 dead in Brazil prison riot. 16 have been decapitated. Inmates play soccer with heads. Okay. Let's have another cup of coffee. Jeez. That's what's going on down there in South America. Deadly unrest in Latin America's jails. Here's one. This came out yesterday. I don't really like to order food and have it brought to my house. I don't like that. Now, after I tell you this, I'm pretty sure you're going to say you don't like it either. This is a study. 28% of delivery drivers have eaten your food. Oh, there's enough. What is going on in the world? 28% of delivery. Okay, it's always nice to have that study, isn't it? Amazon driver steals family dog from the yard. Okay. Trump advisor said to have pursued Saudi nuclear deal as he sought administration role. I really got diverted because I wanted this. There was a flashing thing about this, and I pulled it up and I looked at it, and it's a picture of a guy holding some sort of a cattle prod to the neck of another person. Obviously, this other person is going to be decapitated here pretty soon. This is this whole thing going on in the prisons of Brazil. A lot of problems going on in Brazil, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's get into this thing about what happened in Gilroy a little bit. I'm going to pull up some. This is an ongoing story. We put up a Laura Loomer article. This is from the Associated Press. It says, gunman posted online minutes before killing. It says, before a 19-year-old gunman opened fire on a famed garlic festival in this California hometown, he urged his Instagram followers to read a 19th-century book popular with white supremacists on extremist websites. But his motives for killing two children and another young man are still a mystery. San Antonio William Ligon posted the caption about the might is right, which claims race determines behavior. It appeared with a photo of Smokey the Bear in front of a fire danger sign, and also complained about overcrowding towns and paving open spaces to make room for hordes of Latinos and Silicon Valley whites. So if he's a white supremacist, yet he's complaining about Silicon Valley whites. So Silicon Valley whites are whiter white than whites, I guess. You know, see what I'm saying? When you see this kind of information, there's other things besides what this media story is saying. They've already basically said he's a white supremacist. And this thing might is right. Now, I have a feeling, And it, when you dig deep down into these things about these supremacist groups and so on, doesn't matter what color they are, they all preach the same kind of supremacy. That's just it. It's all the same. It's almost all the same talking points, regardless of color. That you have to, and that's why I say you have to dig into these groups and find out what is really truly going on with them, right? Okay, so we got Smokey the Bear, fire danger, overcrowding towns and paving open spaces to make room for hordes of Latinos and Silicon Valley whites. Sounds like he's singling out multiple races there. In his last Instagram post, Legan sent a photo from the Garlic Festival. Minutes later, he shot into the crowd with an AK-47-style weapon, killing a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his mid-20s. Under it, he wrote, Garlic Festival time, A-Y-Y, Garlic Festival time, and come get wasted on overpriced items. Legan's since-deleted Instagram account says he is an Italian and Iranian. You can see that Instagram thing. I know why now. I know why. I know what they did. I know what. I figured out the Twitter thing. I get it. I totally get it now. We reposted, for our audience here, we reposted his Twitter statements. Actually, it was a statement from another person. I wonder if it's still up on Agenda 20. I'm going to have to go look at that story. That's what we did. I get it. So we get punished for reporting the news. Because what we reported was his Twitter information from his own source. And I think that's what they're doing. They're punishing me for reporting the news. I get it. Now, I'm going to have to look more into this and during the next hour, at the hour break, I'll look more into it. But I'll bet you that's exactly what they've done. The postings are among the first details. Now, remember, they say he's Italian and Iranian, which might, you know, account for his name being Santino, right? Oftentimes, their names will tell the story about what ethnic group they might be, right? Okay, the postings are among the first details that have emerged about Legan since authorities say he opened fire at random. Come on, no. Don't give me the music. Well, we do have to go to a break. Anyway, the police killed him almost instantly, but he managed to kill some people. He bought the gun legally in Nevada last month, where his last address is listed. Oh, he would have been barred from barring it in California, which we should. That's just it, huh? Anyway, stay with us. We're gonna get more into this.
1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets.
Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Your host, Paul Preston.
Well, we're finding out a little bit more some of the stuff that we're finding out about Mr. Leegan. You're going to have to dig a little bit deeper. Yeah, he... into the book, Biological Determinism, from the book that they're talking about. What was that book called? Something about whites. Oh, we have this quote by this guy, this San Bernardino Center, Brian Levin. This is the book published in 18... Oh, this is that book. I'm sorry. I won't get into this. Might is Right book. Published under the pseudonym Ragnar Redbeard. In his profile, which he has since been deleted, says the book published in 1890 includes discredited principles related to social Darwinism. Social Darwinism. Okay? Social Darwinism. That have been used to justify racism, slavery, and colonialism, which is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Said Brian Levin, Senator, director of Cal State San Bernardino Center for the Study of my alma mater. The notion that people of color are biologically inferior is a key tenet of this book, and that biological determinism, the Darwin view of life, justifies aggression against diverse people and vulnerable people, Levin said. Authorities say Leggin bought the semi-automatic rifle used in the shooting legally in Nevada July 9th, less than 3 weeks before the shooting. The weapon looks like a military-style AK-47 with its standard clip and stock. It's considered an assault rifle that is banned under California law. It's unclear if the shooter targeted specific people. And, of course, they're saying it was random shooting is what was going on. A random shoot 'em up, not necessarily the other. But, you know, the key thing here to me, and I think some of you are asking the question, what was he doing in Nevada? Well, apparently, and I'm skipping, it's not in this article, but apparently from what we've heard from before, he had a residence in Nevada. Now, why would he be up in Nevada? Northern Nevada. Why would he be up there? I don't know, stranger. But that's something that we'll probably look at. Now, the conspiracy thing's coming on, right? Right. California Attorney General Javier Becerra Monday said the investigation may determine that the government broke a law by purchasing... Shocking! My God, he broke a law. I can't believe that. The criminal broke a law. See, that law didn't stop him, did it? Javier Becerra. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21. Oh, by the way, it was a gun-free zone, the festival. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.